The problem seems to be getting worse as the kids today are getting bigger. Most of them are like 6 foot tall or better and 300 pounds. And it's a matter of the evolution of human technology.
And if you have questions about this new technology to prevent youth concussions and sports concussions, give us a call, 549-2937. Jim Ryan, tell us a little bit about this helmet.
Well, I mean, Rick has developed a helmet that's good really for the mitigation and abatement of severity of concussion. It has a number of attributes to it. I'm more involved with the capitalization and the investors and finding the money to fulfill the objectives that have been laid out in the business plans. But I think Rick or even Jerry can handle the inners of that more.
Sure, properly. Jerry, you're with UNF's innovation program. There's nothing more innovative than this, I would think. This is an exciting product.
Oh, yes, it is. Maybe the best way to characterize that is I think everybody's seen a video where somebody jumps out of a building into the airbag, and instead of bouncing off the airbag, the person who hits the airbag kind of gets absorbed into it. So what's going on is the energetic air molecules are being dispersed. So in a broad way, this helmet does something similar. It takes the energy from the impact and throws out, in this case, CO2 molecules and dissipates the energy as it propagates toward the brain, our head.
And, Rick, it protects the brain from potentially fatal or, at the very least, serious long-term damage, which so many former players have been dealing with, and an increasing number of kids as well. Yeah?
That's correct. You see it every day on television, the problems of our teenagers in high school having concussions, and some of them have been killed in permanent brain damage. But there's a tremendous effort right now to resolve this issue to protect our children and our professional athletes. And this helmet is designed to do all it can to abate the problem and to look at the vital signs and all the medical information going on within the player itself.
And this system, even, you say, can detect if a concussion has occurred. How does it do that?
Well, the medical part of the system has many sensors on the body itself. There's an alpha wave sensor system that will automatically look at the brain waves to detect a concussion and what depth of the concussion that has been occurred. And there's also sensors for blood pressure, hydration, which we feel is a big issue with the meninges around the brain sac.
And so, Jim, the Department of Defense, the NFL, two major players that I would think would be very interested in this type of technology, correct?
There's a tremendous amount of people interested in it. There's numerous verticals that offer opportunities for growth and revenues for sports technology. Not only in military and in the helmeted sport activities beyond football, lacrosse, snow skiing, you name it, but also the construction industry, the industrial market, emergency responders, all those types of properties really have and the medical research, the artificial intelligence that will come out of this helmet will go light years in advancing the technology and research for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, depression, those types of things that have some association with brain injury.
Wow. Jerry Merkel, wide-ranging implications and uses, it seems.
Yes, that's true. Again, it's the technology provides a means to dissipate the energy of the impact. The key component here is a semiconductor valve that allows it to act in the time frame of the transient, as well as release the volume of CO2 molecules necessary to dissipate the energy.
Rick, is the price point going to be comparable to a regular helmet? Is that the big challenge now, to make it affordable?
That's correct. We feel that with the standard today's helmet that is put on the market, this product will come out at that price range and at the same weight.
Wow. So when does it go on the market? What's the timeline here?
That's really a function of how quickly we can raise some money to continue with fulfilling the business objectives and all of the operational needs. And we'd like to have that in Jacksonville.
You would. We're getting calls about this as we wait to get them in the queue. I would think as for example, PBS's recent documentary on this just showed, I can't think of a more pressing issue for professional football right now to find a solution to this problem.
Yes, the military is a very big issue.
Yeah.
Just recently, they've come out and put a declaration to get the resolution of concussions in our military, and we're about to go to Washington.
You're going to go and present this in Washington?
Yes.
Have you met with the NFL?
Yes.
And what was their reaction?
They published our newspaper article on the evolution.
And now I guess the key is to get them to buy the helmets, right?
Yeah. I think we'll end up with a contractor probably.
Let's go to Amanda in Orange Park. She's got a question about this new anti-concussion technology for helmets. Hi, Amanda. Go ahead.
Hey. My thinking is that if you give kids better helmets, you give NFL players better helmets, doesn't that just encourage them to hit harder and lead to more concussions down the road?
Thanks for the question.
I'll be glad to answer that. Indeed, we do see this being a possibility. These NFL players are almost like gladiators. And without the problem of the concussion and the loading that we will transmit to the torso, they very well may be more likely to break people's arms.
So it could be an unintended consequence of this technology, possibly?
Well, also, it's like, you know, cars have seat belts now, and people drive faster. But if you wear the seat belt, you're going to be a safer driver if you're in an accident.
So, Melissa, I may add a comment. Actually, the bias point on the trip point can be tuned to the particular individual. So for a younger person, when this trips could be set at a lower impact level than perhaps an older person.
So yeah, so if it's still a developing brain, a child or a teenager, you adjust it somewhat for that?
You would.
Yeah.
Real time.
You'd have to.
It happens off the sidelines, will automatically compensate for the hit that he's taken. So actually a baseline physiology has to be run on everybody that is to be protected from a concussion to look at their genetics and their brain themselves for CTE or other traumatic brain injuries they may have suffered.
It's potentially revolutionary new technology from Sports Technologies LLC here in Jacksonville, a concussion detection and reduction helmet system as they pitch the Department of Defense, the NFL, and more. We'll keep you posted on their progress. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how things go for you.
We'll do that.